In 1996, Safra et al. Presented data on over 3,000 patients that had been entered into a number of trials in the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group. And again, they showed a similar pattern recurrence, but they separated it into by ER status. And they showed that there was a different pattern depending on the ER status, with ER negative having a much higher rate of recurrence earlier on, dropping later on, and actually crossing over with ER positive patients beyond kind of 4 to 5 years. Again, the problem with this is that all these patients were in randomised trials, so half the patients hadn't actually received adjuvant treatment whatsoever. So drawing any significant conclusions from this data is a little bit limited.